That volcano is still stranding many airline passengers, and even those whose nightmare is over may not be ready to forgive and forget just yet. BBC personal finance reporter Kevin Peachey is in London. Kevin, let me give you a hypothetical. Say I'm on a flight from New York to Brussels by way of London. I've just landed in Heathrow when the volcanic cloud sweeps across Europe and all planes are grounded. I'm stuck in London. Who is supposed to pay for my lodging, meals, and alternate transportation?
Well, it all depends on who you're flying with. Basically, if you were flying with an EU carrier, so, for example, BA or someone like that, then they should be putting you up in a hotel. They should be offering you some food. Clearly, the rules are a little bit different if you're with a non-EU carrier. So if you're with a US airline, well, it looks in that case as though you may have to pay for that hotel stay yourself and then try and claim it back on your travel insurance.
Now, you say I should be fed and I should be put up if I'm flying a carrier from the European Union. Does the EU guarantee certain compensation under law?
There are some EU regulations, and they're relatively new, actually, so I would suggest probably not tried and tested a great deal, but they're pretty straightforward and they are pretty well kept to, I think, by the European carriers, in that they will put you up in a hotel and obviously rebook your flight or refund you. Clearly, in your scenario, then the rebooking would be much better. You want to just wait around until you can get on that first possible flight.
So, Kevin, let's say I've now made it back home by ship or bus, or maybe I've just waited for the flight to come through, and I've put a ton of stuff on my credit card because I couldn't wait for the airlines to give me my money back at the desk. What do I do now to get some of this money back?
Well, there's a couple of things here. I think if you've made your own alternative transport arrangements and the airline agreed to that, then they'll reimburse you that money and that shouldn't be a problem. If, for example, you've gone over your credit limit or something like that, well, a lot of the banks are actually being quite reasonable with this and saying that they will waive fees if you're going over your credit limits and because of these extraordinary circumstances. And I think the main thing here is really just get into dialogue with your credit card provider or with your airline. The earlier you speak to them, then the better it is going to be for you, and you can discuss with them the best options.
Finally, Kevin, would you say that as far as compensation, passengers are lucky to have been stranded in Europe rather than another continent?
That's a very good question. I've got to say, I wouldn't say that any passenger who's stranded is lucky, because clearly that it's an extremely stressful experience. And you know, we've heard lots of stories here of people trying to get back for weddings and for funerals as well. There's obviously people going back to work, people going back to school. I mean, it's a really terrifically difficult time for some people. I think there are those rules in place in the EU, and they should be pretty well adhered to, and so after all of that stress, at least you should be safe in the knowledge that you at least they'll put you on a flight and not leave you stranded even for longer than you should have done anyway.
Personal finance reporter for BBC News, Kevin Peachey, speaking with us from London. Thank you, Kevin.
You're more than welcome.